dozen boys and girls between the ages of 7 and 11 are practicing in the rehearsal room of a concert hall in Salt Lake City. They're halfway through a year-long tour of more than 200 concerts that will take them to nearly every state in the nation. When the tour is over, they will return home to some of the poorest places in Africa and to a new life, one that's very different from the one they left behind. In this week's What's in a Song from the Western Folklife Center, we feature the African Children's Choir and its mission to rescue young lives by harnessing the power of music.
My name is Nalugo Patience. I'm 9 years old from Uganda. Papa is out in the field. Mama is down at the well. Grandma is away at the market.
The song talks about how life is in Africa. It is the responsibility of a whole community to raise up a child. My name is Chimera Victor, 26 years old, and I am currently a chaperone with the African Children's Choir. When I was growing up, anyone had the right to discipline you. It didn't have to be your parent or your relative. It just had to be someone who was an elder in the village, someone older than you in the village. If they found you doing something wrong, it was upon them to correct you and make sure you were doing the right thing. So that's how it goes. It takes a whole village to raise a child.
Na chikuwa kijiji kizima mlea mtoto. That's the Swahili way of saying it takes a whole village to raise a child.
Okay, this is how it works. The organization will go to the most needy places. We're talking about communities that have been hit by poverty and stricken by disease and war. And the children are brought into a training academy where they are trained for about maybe 4 months before they join the choir. Then they will tour for about between 12 to 15 months. Then afterwards, they will go back to the Music for Life Center where they will have their education. In my case, I was living at an orphanage and they carried out an audition and was chosen to join the choir. I went on tour when I was about 9 years old, and when I was done with tour, I went back home and Music for Life paid for my tuition fees all the way till university. I graduated in 2006 and I decided to come back and volunteer and work with the choir as a chaperone.
When I came in the choir, they taught us how to dance and to sing. I have learned to speak English. I have learned to tell people about the gospel of God through singing. And I have learned how to read.
This is what goes through my mind when I see the children sing. For example, patience. I know that life ahead for them is good because I've gone through the program, and I know, looking at myself now, I know there's hope, there's a future for them that lies ahead of them, and it's theirs for the taking.
What's in a Song is produced by Hal Cannon and Taki Telenitis of the Western Folklife Center. To learn more about the African Children's Choir and to see pictures of Patience and Victor, visit our website at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Our feature, What's in a Song, is produced with support from the George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation.